It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointments needed. You can walk right in. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. On this edition of From the Shortgrass, I sit down with SMU senior golfer Mackenzie Lee. Mackenzie is a 5-time AJGA champion, a 4-time state junior match play champion in the state of Arkansas. She was a 2019 AJGA Junior All-Star Team member. In 2019 and 20, she was an AJGA All-American Second Team. And then in 2021, she made the AJGA All-American First Team. She is a leader on the SMU golf team. She hails from North Little Rock, grew up playing at the First Tee of Central Arkansas, and she is dedicated to the game of golf. You'll hear from Mackenzie Lee after the break. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. I've been following the career of Mackenzie Lee, a decorated amateur golfer in the state of Arkansas, won plenty of times on the ASGA circuit, won multiple match play championships, and then started playing AJGA golf and really excelled there. She decided to head to Dallas for her college career, to SMU, Southern Methodist University. In her freshman year, she was second on the team with a 71.78 scoring average, and then her sophomore year, she bettered that with a 71.32 scoring average, leading the Mustangs. And then, last year, she led them again, a 71.31 scoring average, to break her own SMU record for lowest single-season scoring mark. This past summer, she won the North-South Amateur Tournament, outlasting 120 of the best amateur women's golfers, and she hopes to play well at this year's Augusta National Women's Amateur, a tournament that she has played well in before. You're going to hear more about that coming up. On the tee, Mackenzie Lee. Mackenzie, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you picked up a golf club?
No. I really can't. I was 2 years old.
2 years old?
Yeah, I was really, really young, so I've been playing golf for a while.
Kind of like Tiger Woods. I think he picked it up when he was very, very young.
Yeah,
his dad.
I think 3 years old or something, yeah.
Was it your dad that got you involved with the game?
Yeah, it was my dad and my older brother who played at the time as well.
So your older brother played?
Mm-hmm. He was actually really good. He was player of the year for Arkansas whenever he was 15, I think, and then he had a pretty bad injury, so career came to an end a little faster than we expected. But, yeah, no, he was a great player, too.
What is it about the game of golf that you love?
I love how toxic it is, honestly. It's like one day, not even one day, one shot, you think you've got it down. The next, you have no idea what you're doing out here and you really want to stop playing. But I have to say the positives within the game are just so much stronger that it keeps you coming back for more.
Do you like to practice?
No. I'm a big competitor. I'm a very competitive person. I don't really like practicing too much. But I know how important it is, so I put the time in, but definitely I'd compete if I could all day.
Were you self-taught, or did your dad kind of teach you the game, or did you have some instruction along the way?
Growing up, mainly it was my dad. I've had some instructors here and there, and I would say my first long-term instructor was Leo DiMarino. He's back in Hot Springs, but he plays for himself now, which is, I'm very happy for him. And then after that, I went with Patrick Sullivan, and Patrick and I have been working together for over 5 years now.
Really good instructor.
I love him, yeah.
He knows the game of golf, no
yes,
doubt about that.
Definitely.
When did you know you wanted to play this game competitively? Was it at a very young age?
Well, I kind of naturally went into it because obviously my brother played and he's 4 years older than me, so I kind of just followed his path. But I mean, my first tournament, even though it was really, really small, was when I was 4 years old at first tee. And then whenever I was five, I played in the U.S. Kids World Championship. I believe I was too young at the time, but I played as a six-year-old, which was the youngest division they had. And yeah, that's where I started competitively. And then I just kept going from there.
Was it the first tee here in Central Arkansas?
Yep, it was.
What is that facility like?
From my memory, it's been a while since I've been, but from my memory, their driving range is huge. It's really, really big. Their staffs are always so kind and welcoming. I actually worked with one of the instructors there whenever I was younger. I mean, they've got a good, like, par three course. The long course is actually surprisingly a lot harder than most people think. So, and I have one of my course records there, too. So, I mean, I'm probably biased, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, growing up there, obviously, I think you would like it. You pretty much learned how to play the game out there.
Right.
So, It's an important part of your life, right?
Definitely. I spent half of my career there for sure. Yeah, I spent like at least 10 years out there grinding. So,
was it difficult to make the high school golf team?
That's the thing about Arkansas, like high school golf. It's not as competitive as I wish it was. I only played 3 years. I didn't play my senior year. I wanted to focus on playing AJGAs, and because they overlapped and I didn't want to miss school at the same time, I was a little bit of an overachiever in high school. So I wanted my grades to be good, but with all the absences, it wouldn't have worked very well. So I decided to stick to my personal goals more than playing for the school.
You competed in AJGA events and played very well in some of them, winning several, I believe, six titles?
I think five or six.
I
can't remember.
They all run together. You can't remember them all. But what were some of the highlights of your AJGA career that you remember?
I remember my career always being like, I would chase something for so long, and then the next year it starts clicking, and then I start winning, and then I try for a harder field, and then it's always been like a repeat of that cycle. Same with ASGA events, although that cycle will start really young. Really young for me. I was like 11 or 12 whenever I was really close to winning things. And then I would play bad the last day. And the same thing happened for me AJGA wise. I actually won the Bubba Smart. No, not Bubba Smart, sorry. The Bubba.
Okay.
It's like a Tennessee tournament. It's really big. It was worth a lot of points on the AJGA ranking system. So I played that, and that was like my first big win as a high school student. And ever since then, like I said, it just clicked. So I won like 3 AJGA tournaments in a row the coming season. And I think, I know it wasn't an AJGA event, but I would have to say the Bubba really turned things on for me. And that was like one of the most memorable. And then tournament wise, the most memorable has to be Wyndham Cup. It's just East versus West, the top 20 female and male players in the country, and they split it up into East and West Coast. And that was probably one of the best.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, I can see, and the AJGA important because it also helps you showcase your talents for colleges.
Absolutely.
What were some of the colleges that recruited you? I know where you ended up. We'll get into that in a minute. But some of the colleges that were looking to try and get you to be a part of their program.
So there were actually a lot of colleges that, especially in the southern area, like from Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, like a lot of schools from there contacted me. I've had a lot of really big names from the East Coast and West Coast, and multiple of them are still in the top like 10 in NCAA women's golf rankings at the moment as well. I'm just a little careful about dropping names because, you know.
Sure. I get that.
Yeah, but. Yeah,
well, you ended up at SMU.
I did.
Dallas, Texas, a private school.
Correct.
What is it like playing collegiate golf for the Mustangs?
It's great. I mean, I think we have one of the best teams when it comes to team camaraderie. I hear about all these horror stories like other teams having drama. Our team doesn't have anything going on. So people would ask me like, oh, like, is there anything, like what happens behind the scenes, you know? And I'm like, honestly, we don't do anything. Like, no, none of us go out. We're all such homebodies. We're going to bed at 9:30. Like, it's great. I love it. And the coaches, I mean, they're amazing.
They let you do your own thing.
They do. They definitely have a lot of trust in us, probably more than we have in ourselves a lot of the times, which I'm very grateful for. I learned to trust my own game in college. In high school, I didn't really think I was that good of a player. I just thought I was lucky. That's what my dad would tell me. I'm sure he was just trying to keep me humble, but I didn't really realize that I was good until I came to college and coaches were showing me like, hey, like you're actually really good. You just got to trust it at times.
Is that difficult to do?
Yeah, actually, it actually is for me. I play the comparing game a lot. That's probably the weakest part of my game is noticing others. I try not to do it and I've done a really good job, but as a senior, it's kind of harder with more people coming up and it's like, oh, I remember she was really good in junior golf, or no, she's been playing really good this season. You just notice these things and it's been pretty hard in that aspect this year.
Practicing at Trinity Forest. What a facility.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Probably.
What is that like?
Probably one of the best in the country for sure. And people don't realize that. A lot of people don't know how good of a facility we have. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I committed to SMU because I saw that facility, even from videos and pictures, I was like, I want that place to be my home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you don't really get a bad lie unless you almost lose your ball. Maybe then. Sometimes we even say it might be a little too good for us to prepare for certain tournaments because we're not always going to have really good lies, but I mean, it's a great place to call home.
Is it tough practicing in the Texas wind?
Oh my gosh. Especially Trinity. There's no trees. So right. It's like,
I know, right?
It's like, oh, it says it's 15 miles per hour, but it feels like 25. And I always remember, like, I'm not that, like I said, I don't really like practicing a lot, but sometimes I'll go out and I'm like, okay, I'm going to grind. I'm going to practice so much today. And it's right into the wind. And I'm like, I really don't want to practice anymore. So that's probably the only flaw that it's really windy. But I mean, you learn how to play with that too. So I guess there's a plus side of it as well.
SMU women's golf. Do you all have what it takes to get into the NCAA tournament and then try to make it to Carlsbad again this year?
Absolutely. I definitely think we have one of the best teams I've experienced since coming to college. And we've had pretty good teams my freshman and sophomore year. I think this year, the only difference is a lot of them are inexperienced a little bit. So, and that's where I come in, and that's where the coaches come in and the other seniors come in to bring that confidence up and let the players trust themselves a little more, because I see so much potential in them, but they just got to know it themselves.
Being a senior on this team, what traits have you taken from when you were a freshman and a sophomore when you had seniors that you looked up to, that you hope that these younger ladies look up to you?
Mm-hmm. I've always been kind of like, I wouldn't say a leader, but we jokingly say I've always been the mom of the group. Even as a freshman. So I've always kind of led the way a little bit with the help of my teammates, obviously. But I definitely experienced a lot of really good leadership as a freshman. Like one of my teammates, Lauren Miller, she was just born to be a leader. She's always doing the right thing, always working hard. And I just never saw myself as that type of leader. I wasn't really the type to, like, bring the energy up for people, like, mm-hmm. give them a pep talk. I'm not really the type of person to do that. And in conversations with my coaches, like, I told them that, and, you know, they always say, you don't have to be a leader through words. You can always lead by example, and which is what I've been trying to do. A lot of them come to me for advice, whether it's related to golf or not. And I always just tell them, like, hey, like, think of what's best for you and the team. Because if it's not going to benefit you or the team, then why would you even think about it, you know? So I think a lot of it, my leadership comes from my experiences and what I think is best for the team.
Let's switch to your amateur career. Obviously, playing collegiate golf, you're still an amateur and everything. Right. You can get money now with NIL and everything.
Yes.
It's out there. but you're a decorated amateur as mm-hmm. well. This past summer, you won at Pinehurst, the mm-hmm. North and South Amateur Women's Champion.
Yes.
Let's talk about that tournament and getting to play Pinehurst.
Yes.
Number two. Wow. What an experience.
Yeah. I mean, I played this last year and I really had a lot of fun, so I decided to go again. Actually, I wasn't going to play, and then my coaches convinced me. They're like, you have to, like, play something. Why don't you just play at Pinehurst? Like, it seems like you suit the course very well. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And so last minute, I entered, and thankfully they took my entry. And I got to play again. It was really funny because I was working at the time. I was practicing. I don't think my coaches know this yet, but now they will. I was practicing 2 to 3 days a week, not even for that long, like 2 hours maybe, leading up to that tournament. But surprisingly, I didn't feel underprepared. If anything, I knew where my game was and I knew what to expect and what my flaws were. So I went in pretty confident. My goal was to do better than the previous year, so.
You accomplished that.
I definitely accomplished that, yeah. I don't know if I can do it again.
What was it like winning?
It was great. Funny story, I actually texted my teammates and my coach saying, I'm going to win this, even before I got into match play. Because I had a really tough front nine on the second round of stroke play. I was 6 over through 9 holes.
That's pretty tough.
I made a quad on a par 5. But that's what number 2 does to you. It's like, you think you should quit golf. And then it's like, oh, wait, maybe not.
Hit it to the center of the greens on number 2 and then just putt to the hole from there, right?
If it holds on the green.
If it holds.
True. Which mine did not.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I got to experience that this summer. It is a fun course to play.
Yeah.
Well, so you won that. You've also competed in USGA events. You've made match play at the U.S. Amateur before. What's the difference in a USGA event? They treat the players so well, don't they?
They do. It honestly is one of like the most exciting tournaments out there. They give you so much stuff. They have it like all set up as if it's like a true celebration for the golfers, which is really fun. And they always pick the hardest golf courses there are too. So I guess it's fun if you could see it like that. But yeah, no, it's definitely an experience that I always look forward to.
And you get to play in the Augusta National Women's Amateur again this year. Last year you played in it. You made a hole in one.
I did.
During it, but that was not on.
That was not
Augusta National.
Not at Augusta National. That's what a lot of people confuse. They're like, you made a hole in one at Augusta. What hole was it? And I was like, so long story short, we play the
Champions
first two
Retreat.
Rounds at yep. Champions Retreat, and then whoever makes the cut gets to play the last round. So technically, I didn't make a hole in one at Augusta, but Augusta, Georgia, yes.
Well, you made it in the Augusta National Women's Amateur in
yes,
that tournament.
In that tournament, correct.
So there you go. And it came a week after you and made one in competition
not
with SMU.
A week, like 5 days before. I had 4 tournaments back to back this past spring, and I made a hole in one then, and then I made a hole in one at Augusta, and then I made a hole in one at North and South.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a pretty extravagant first half of the year for me.
Mackenzie, what do you remember about the practice round of Augusta National and then getting to play the course in tournament conditions on that Saturday before the professionals get there to prepare for the Masters?
It's actually really, really, like, I still get goosebumps thinking about the Saturday round. During the practice round, I was actually kind of underwhelmed in a sense. A lot of the trees weren't there. You could see through the trees because of the hurricane that hit them that previous fall, and which was a little sad. But once the spectators came in, it was like they were the trees for us. That's when I realized that I loved playing in front of crowds. Just the roars and the claps and just the attention that they gave us, it was amazing. And even making a par, like, felt really good in front of them.
Yeah, you shot even par.
Yeah, it was a struggle. I scrambled for that one, but yeah, I did.
Nice round. Hopefully you'll do well this year and get to play at Augusta National again. You'll be in the women's amateur, but hopefully you make the cut and get to play at Augusta. Best golf course you've ever played?
The golf course that we played for Wyndham Cup at Bulls Bay is actually one of my favorite golf courses. And I really, really like Arizona golf courses too. Like, just something about them. I can't specify which one because they're all kind of similar. There was Whispering Rock in Arizona. So good. Obviously Augusta, but I feel like that's just too cliche. So,
do you plan on turning pro when you're done, or what's the plan for Mackenzie Lee?
At the moment, yes. I only say that because you never know what's going to happen as an athlete. But yeah, currently I'm placed pretty well on the LCAP, which is kind of like PGA Tour U, but for the women's side. I'm currently sitting at top 10. My goal is to finish top 5. And yeah, starting.
Best of luck.
Yeah, I'm planning on starting with Epsom Tour and then making my way up. So,
fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Arnold Palmer has to be there. Lydia Ko, I'm a big fan of hers. And the last person would be, it's kind of hard.
Could be anyone.
Therese Hessian.
Okay.
Yeah. She played for SMU back in 1987, I think. She won the national championship for us, first and last currently. And then she coached at Ohio State for a while. And I just think there's a lot to learn from her. There's a lot to learn from all of them, honestly.
Sure.
But, yeah, I've met her a few times, and she's a great person. Love talking to her all the time, so I would say those three.
You ever get tired of the Dallas traffic trying to make it from campus to Trinity Forest?
It's actually not that bad. A lot of people they think it's like 30 minutes, but it actually is like max 20 minutes. Usually 12 to 20 minutes.
You put it in Waze and go.
Yes, absolutely.
You always have to put it in Waze in Dallas because you there you go. You never know when you're going to get into a wreck or something.
There's three different ways to get to every location, and Waze will tell you which one is the fastest.
Have you reached out to Scotty Scheffler or even Bryson DeChambeau? I mean, he's a former SMU Mustang.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't reached out to them, but I've met them because I worked at Dallas National this past summer. They're both members there. Funny story. Bryson was there one of my first days, and I've met him at, like, a football game. We were both on the field with, like, my team after he won the U.S. Open. And I don't think he recognized me at the time, and I didn't really make my way to say hi because, you know, I just don't want to bother them.
Sure.
Because they're practicing. They just want to be a golfer right now. So, but he came after we clean picked the range at like 6:30 p.m. and then hit another bucket of balls. But it's okay.
Like, he had to go pick up his golf balls.
Again, yes.
Oh, my
But
gosh.
It's fine. It's fine. I mean, that's what we're there for. So,
yeah.
But I thought it was funny.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Mackenzie, best of luck.
Thank you.
And hopefully you make it out to Carlsbad with the team. Hopefully you play well at the Augusta National Women's Amateur, maybe even win it.
Yeah, that'll be great. And
we would love to see that.
That's definitely a goal of mine.
Best of luck, Mackenzie. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
The future is not about a bond reaching maturity. The future is what my grandfather worked for. It's what my father carried on. It's my responsibility today. The future is my son's tomorrow. At the Stevens Private Client Group, we believe that our strength builds success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
That's about all the time we have for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I want to thank Mackenzie Lee for coming in before she headed back to SMU for the spring semester. In fact, I just got a text from her last night before putting this episode together. If you remembered who would be in Mackenzie's fantasy foursome, the last golfer she mentioned, Therese Hessian. Well, she got to play with her out in California. How about that? Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.